Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I was thinking about Candace Owens, and, you know, I wonder, why was she, of all people, put up in the congressional hearings?
Okay.
And, you know, I was thinking, I think she's total controlled opposition, just like almost anyone on television.
Okay.
And it's kind of, I think this goes kind of deep. I think it's kind of a mockery of white people that the people run the world or the country, they're kind of telling white people, you are so pathetic that we're going to put up a black woman married to a white man to defend you. And the people who run the country and the Congress, they're saying, we're not even going to let a white man defend a white man. We're going to put up a black woman to defend you. And I think this goes pretty deep. This is a thought I just thought of. And it's mocking us. It's mocking white people. That this is who your champion is. This is who we're going to put up. You have no say in anything.
Do you think her election was fraudulent?
Candace Owens? I'm talking about Candace Owens, the black woman, the champion of white people.
Okay.
Candace Owens. She was at the congressional hearings, the black woman. So I think it's they're mocking us, making fun of white people. By putting her up, of all people, where did she come from? Do you know anything about this woman? What do you
think?
Not
really. I mean, I've heard the name, but I'm not that familiar with her.
Candace Owens. She's always on TV. She's on Fox News, more controlled opposition. A black woman married to a white man.
I don't really have a problem with that. I'm kind of wondering where you're going with this.
Well, my point is that of all people to put up to defend white people, that's who you're putting up. That's who the people who run Congress had the congressional hearings. That's who they're going to put up as your champion. So I just think, and this kind of I'm looking into it deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're mocking people, and they're mocking people who are using Candace Owens and hiding behind her skirt. White people, like, well, we can't defend ourselves, but we'll have a black woman married to a white man defend us.
Okay, well, I think you kind of made your point there. Do you have anything else for us?
I have several things. You know, your show and RBN, I hate to say it, it's becoming like a cuck fest. They're not treating their longtime supporters, and I've noticed Chance in West Virginia, he doesn't call. Joe in Tennessee doesn't call. But they have, you know, Mark gets his 10 minutes every day. The New Yorker living in North Carolina, he gets 10 minutes a day. Laura in Ohio everyone's fawning over her.
Okay.
But the long-time listeners and callers, they're kind of shunned. I think your show and RBN, the cucks are winning out. And we're being cast aside.
Let me point here. Let me maybe point here. We only have five lines, okay? And the people calling at the lines, those are the calls that we take. We're not filtering anybody out. I mean, unless they have been outright banned, but I haven't banned any of the people you're talking about. In fact, Lauren from Ohio is waiting in the queue right now for her 15 minutes. And, you know, so I'm not sure what your point here is.
Well, it seems RBN's longtime supporters are being cast aside, and it seems they're going the cuck route. I mean, Lauren in Ohio, another black woman married to a white man, pretending she's a conservative. Why does she get such preferential treatment?
She's not getting preferential treatment. You know, I take
Joe
calls, Jim. I take the call, Jim. I take the calls in the order in which they come on in. And that's, you know, I'm not here picking and choosing. We don't have a Comrex stack or anything like that. So, you know, I get the calls in the order that they call in. If they call in, they get on the air. If they don't call in, then obviously we're not going to hear from them. You know, and after a while, people do get tired and they stop calling, and we have new callers come in at that point.
Yeah, but I see it, and it's subtle. And, you know, I call once a month, and I don't. And other callers, I noticed the longtime callers on RBN are being cast aside. It's becoming a cuck.
We're not casting them aside. They're simply choosing not to call on in. Anyway, speaking of casting aside, Jim, we're going to let you go because the phone lines are full now, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yep. As a matter of fact, I haven't called in a couple of weeks, and I just wanted to let other people get some time.
We missed you.
You know, but my reason was I just, you know, didn't have much to say, and I'm glad that people are calling in. I'd love to hear from Jim, and I like Lauren, what she has to say.
Yes.
Kind of a biblical, kind of Christian look, and why not? But, Mike, I wanted to talk about the woke crap that's going on, and
yes.
I want to start out with the military about how, for instance, Biden came out with and endorsed the flight suit, the pregnant flight suit. Did you happen to see that, Mike?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was one of the silliest things I'd ever heard.
I know you're an aviation guy, and
yes.
I'm a private pilot myself. And you know, imagine being in one of those Nomex pregnant flight suits, and as a pregnant woman with child up in the air, and somebody fires a SAM at you, and they go into all the contortions, the 5 and 6 G turns, and the
yeah.
You know, imagine what that, and then you've got the G suit, which is compressing parts of your body, and that
yes.
little fetal person inside is going to get killed. It's a ridiculous
yeah.
thing. And
I agree. It's totally ridiculous.
You know, I mean, who would do that to an unborn child? The other thing is, I can speak to you from experience with this one, is that back in the day, when I went through, it was the late 70s, but I went through Ranger School and all that stuff. No woman would ever get through it. As a matter of fact, no woman ever did get to it until they relaxed the standards.
Yes.
They totally relaxed the standards, and now they did the same thing for the Marine Force Recon school. And so now, you know, you get a couple in there, but they never would have made it through beforehand. I mean, it's just they never did. They used to try to get like Olympic level athletes that just couldn't hang with, you know, 3 weeks of no sleep or 6 weeks of no sleep and carrying around 120-pound packs. They just couldn't do it. But the other thing, Mike, is Listen, the thing that they're doing with, and I believe that to some extent, Jim was right, who just called in about the white people being unable, and they won't even let us defend ourselves. Our symbols are, like Candace, I like Candace Owens. I have a lot of respect for her intellectually and her courage, but the fact that she is the spokesperson is emblematic that they won't even allow us to defend ourselves. And you had these Georgetown stuff. Did you see the Georgetown Law School thing?
Which one was that?
I sent it to you. Well, Georgetown Law School was an illegal insurrection, but I sent it to you a couple days ago. Two professors were speaking, two law professors at Georgetown University in Washington. They were talking about, and I believe it was on a Zoom call. It was a very limited, attended Zoom call. And they were talking about one white, longtime tenured professor made the comment lamenting the fact that the bottom of her class is dominated by black people who have gotten in on affirmative action or something like that, a lot of them. And, of course, they're competing with elite others. Everybody's elite that gets into Georgetown, even except for the affirmative action people. But she said, again, and it's been that way for a number of years, the bottom of her class are these people who are let in. And the person who was on the other end, there's only one person I'm aware of in this conversation on the other end of the Zoom call, said, didn't even say a word, Mike. They said, another white person, by the way. No comment except, And that person, for one thing, the first professor who made the comment, and hopefully she was saying it, by the way, in hopes of correcting, or what can we do about this, and she was fired. The other person on the other end of the line was fired for saying, and not savagely attacking this woman. She was put on leave.
Yes.
So there's just no way. The thing is that the people that dominate all our culture are, you know who they are, the people that dominate our media, every bit of our media, every Facebook and LinkedIn and Google and everything else, and plus all the corporate media, have for 50 years been trying to get black people, weaponize them against white people. Why? Because they're 1.7% of the population. How are they going to rule if they can't suppress the basically well-educated 60% of, or used to be 90, but 60% of the population who has a little bit of money, a little bit of education, and they will not allow an identity. They won't even allow us to defend ourselves. And by the way, the reason why they turned on Trump, Mike, in my opinion, because, Trump bent over for Israel in the worst way, except they didn't like the fact that the MAGA movement, they viewed as a nascent white identity that they've been trying to do everything they could to squash forever. That was an identity that was starting to emerge, and they couldn't have that because if 60% of the white people wake up and say, what's 1.7% doing to us with immigration, with mores, with everything else, war and peace, they've lost it. They won't allow that to happen. So that's my comment, and I'd be happy to talk about it or with other people on the line. I'd sure like to hear them too.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Peter doesn't like to call in and just, say lies, does he? That lady that Jim was talking about, Candace Owens, she's going to be 32 in April. And I was a little younger than her when I realized, I had like some kind of political identity, and I believed certain things, and they just happened to be in line with the more right-leaning aspect of politics, political science. But anyway, so I don't think I think this is people shouldn't even pay attention to what she, her color is or anything. Just listen to her. I mean, well, whatever happened, Mike, to the days, that's the beauty of radio, right?
Yeah.
It's like in the old days. Anybody could say anything, and you wouldn't know who they were. Well, you'd be able to tell if they were a male or a female most of the time. But other than that, I mean, it was, you know, we're not really going ahead as a society.
No.
So this is a vaccination you took, Mike. I sent you a little video there.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a funny little tune.
Yeah, I can't play it now. It'll go out over the air, but I will look at it after the show.
Yeah, you got, if you get past like about 7 seconds, it's really catchy. It is. It really is. Anyway, so this Johnson & Johnson that you put in your arm, they put in your arm, so they were given $500 million by the federal government, the United States federal government, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to help pay for this, $456 million, says here, and that was in last March, pardon me, and then the United States bought $1 billion, gave them $1 billion for 100 million vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking at this and how it works exactly, and I've come to the conclusion that I'm just going to sit and wait, because I'm going to have this. Right, I'm going to have to be vaccinated in order to keep working where I'm working.
Yeah, that's kind of the coercion that we're all dealing with. The reason Claire got her vaccine is her mother is in a nursing home, and they have a rule that only vaccinated people are allowed to visit now. And so it was literally a case of get the vaccine or never see her mother for the foreseeable future. And again, I've been doing a lot of online research, and we don't seem to be seeing the problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that we are with those mRNA vaccines, which, to you know, my mind, those are still very, very dangerous. The adverse events reporting seems to indicate that as well. But the Johnson & Johnson, far less harmful. Same thing with Sputnik. And I decided to go ahead and get it again because, you know, now that I've got this little, card in my wallet, I can go and do new things, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is what I think. I might be wrong. If these vaccines don't actually vaccinate against what they say SARS-CoV-2 is, and the fact that it causes COVID-19, then what's the difference if you're vaccinated and you go see somebody and they are? Or, you're not vaccinated, but they are. Because there's no proof that, at least that I've been looking for, that says that you cannot still contract, you know, the virus.
No, CDC said that with the mRNA vaccines, they came out and said, no, you can still get it. You can still pass it on. The vaccinations just make the symptoms a lot less severe, which is kind of a subjective analysis.
Well, that's a theory. To me, that's not a vaccine. That's a therapeutic.
Yes.
And in fact, we know that what this actually does is it can trigger a very severe autoimmune response.
Yes.
To the point where that's what you're dying of. You're dying of an auto, like, for instance, maybe, your immune system will look at your liver and go, oh, there's something wrong there, and go start attacking it. Or your kidneys, and go start attacking it. Like some of these.
Well,
some
I'm
of these
dealing with an autoimmune
disorder
right
failure.
Now.
Yeah. And then blood clots, right, with this other one, the AstraZeneca, right? Is that the. Yeah, and pretty much all of Europe has stopped that.
Al, I got to put you on hold.
Yep.
Don't go away.
Thanks.
Right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in
jail.
Welcome
back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, I know there's a lot of suspicions about the vaccines being put out for COVID-19. The only one that really seems honest and trustworthy is the Sputnik V. And people are ascribing all kinds of alternative motives, especially with Bill Gates involved. They're wondering if these vaccines are all about population control, which would be a total waste on Claire and I, because I'm 68. She's, but, you know, we're not capable of having anymore anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. The real problem is how it makes your body react.
Yeah.
And, there is a chance to have an autoimmune response.
Yes.
And those kinds of things, and one of the milder ones is just arthritis, right?
Yes.
But, you know, as you get older, it doesn't get better, let me tell you. But anyway, you know, that's long enough for me. Just quickly with the cobalt, how you're saying it was spiraling out of control. The price, that is. Cobalt
yeah.
is used in a lot of machining hardware, like drill bits and end mills
yes.
and such, because it has such a high melting point, it can take a lot more heat.
Yes.
And I can say for a fact that the price of drill bits has gone up steadily since January. When I mean steadily, I mean incrementally. It wasn't just, now they're 20% more. No, it started low, and then it's getting, I'm starting to see it. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael Rivera.
Yes, it's Rivera.
I searched all weekend long to find that article that you had indicated that if you have had the COVID shots and you die, I guess, within a year, the insurance companies are not going to cover you and you will not have an inheritance or anything that you might have been paying on forever through your insurance company to pass down to your heirs or someone that you love. I couldn't find it. How was it titled or anything? Because
I'll have to hunt it down again for you because I don't remember everything that gets posted to the website. But, of course, the good news is because there is such pressure to not attribute deaths and injuries to the vaccination, most doctors are going to put some other cause of death on the death certificate and your insurance will pay off.
Okay, well, I used to sell Primerica insurance, which they paid off at 9/11 whenever the towers went down and all the other insurance companies were saying they weren't going to pay off because it was a terrorist act and that their policies didn't cover terrorist acts. And I just wanted to see exactly which insurance companies were saying that. And you made a mention that I don't think Al paid attention to. You made some statement, and this is what you just said, that you might have an immune system. I love you, Michael. You've got to stay strong. We want you there
I'm working
forever.
On it. I'm working. No, I'm dealing with a condition called PMR, which is an autoimmune condition that attacks the muscles and the nerves. It's why I was in a nursing home about a year ago learning how to walk all over again. And one of the doctors I've consulted thinks that it is an adverse vaccine reaction. His theory is that sometimes it can be years before these adverse reactions really show up. So I know about autoimmune. I'm wondering if psoriasis is an autoimmune response because it seems to be a more modern curse of humankind that times up, with the overprevalence of vaccinations in our society. And, of course, back 1986, the Congress passed a law saying you cannot sue vaccine makers for any injuries or death that you suffer. And so they don't really have an incentive to make sure their products are safe.
Well, I just want you to know that I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that we all love you and we consider you a part of our family and, you're dearly appreciated. And I'll let you go. Thank you so much, and I'll be looking for that if you can, repost it.
I'll hunt that down, and probably tomorrow morning I'll put it up on the website. And thank you for the kind words. And I am getting better. The PMR is never going to go away completely, but we've got it under control, and obviously I'm walking into my own power again. Let's switch over to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, your ears must be burning, and thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to cover this mycoplasma thing real fast first, but I want to talk about whiny baby man. But the gist of it is these are bioweapons, and we're killing ourselves. I mean, even with what you know, if that was a loaded gun instead of a needle, and I said, well, there's a slight chance this has a bullet in it and it'll kill you, would you let me pull that trigger?
No, obviously not. I'm not going to do
that. But this is my point. They've scared us into fear is false evidence appearing real. They need us to accept this. When the devil gets you to destroy yourself, that's the victory.
Okay,
nobody
Lauren, I'm
going
to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We have to take a break for commercials, pay some bills around here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Lauren in Ohio. And Lauren, if you could just pick up where you left off.
And so this paper is called Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases. It
yes.
is by Professor Donald Scott. And here's the important point. Okay, AIDS. This disease agent is not a bacterium. It is not a virus. It is a mutated form of the Brucella bacterium combined with a Vizsla virus, which from which the mycoplasma is extracted. Okay, so they have this pathogen that they've created. Who's involved? Well, let me see. Dr. Shai-Ching Lo, senior researcher at the Armed Institutes of, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and one of America's top mycoplasma researchers. He holds the patent for this. This disease agent causes many illnesses, AIDS, cancer, chronic fatigue, Crohn's colitis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Wegener's disease, collagen vascular diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's. Now, how does this happen? The mycoplasma acts by entering into the individual cells of the body depending on your genetic predisposition. But because once the mycoplasma gets into the cell, it can lie there doing nothing for sometimes 10, 20, 30 years.
Okay,
until a trauma or an accident like a vaccine that doesn't take, and then the mycoplasma can become triggered. The point that I'm making is this is all names, places, doctors, facilities, National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control, Merck Sharp and Dohme, who now creates cures for the diseases it one time created. This is just the next wave of that. That first wave, they gave you that list of diseases.
this next wave, it's just cancer. It's just pure, you know, just because you didn't fall over and drop dead right then doesn't mean you weren't hurt badly. This is setting you up to be allergic to the common cold. You're supposed to get that. That's how your body detoxes. If you don't take clay and charcoal, you get the flu. And then you sneeze and you sweat and you get the toxins out. That's what the viruses are after. Well, now you've programmed your cells to create the protein. And you're not supposed to be doing this. Anyway, for the whiny baby man that called, you know, why do black women married to white men, that's the best representation that white men can get? Why don't you represent your own self? Why don't you educate and represent your own self? Where are your children every day? Why does this society look like? Because white people let their children be sent to institutions where they were lied to. I've been calling about this for 15 years. Charlotte Iserby, we've heard her for guests on your programs for years.
Yes.
And here's the white Christians and the patriots still putting their children in school, got their little sign on the back of their car. My child's an honor student. What the heck difference does that make? Your kids are dumb as a box of rocks. If you look at the international studies, the international tests for math and science, and
yes.
William Schmidt, he said, the reason we're failing so badly is lack of curriculum and lack of focus. You can't know something if nobody ever teaches you the truth. And when they're actively teaching you lies, like with this COVID thing, they've been lying to you for a year, and because you finally believe them, you think, well, if I just do what they say, I can see my mom. Well, no, you can't. If you listen to what they're saying just because you got the vaccine, they're still going to do all this stuff to you. They're going to lock you down. They're going to shut down your businesses, destroy your economy. They're going to slave you up while they bring in all these foreigners. They're not stopping what they're doing, but you're taking poison? You're letting them give you an mRNA vaccine that's never been tested, and they have been tested.
No, we did not. Claire and I did not.
I know Johnson & Johnson's is not that, but
Lauren,
what I'm saying is all
Lauren,
of them do the same thing.
Lauren, yeah. Lauren. Claire and I did not take the mRNA vaccines. We took the Johnson & Johnson, which is a DNA-based vaccine.
Right, but again, why would you let Bill Gates, who can't keep a virus off of a computer, get messing with your DNA, number one? And number two, if you look at the two major studies, the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. William Thompson, who blew the whistle under Obama's administration, the vaccines
yes.
are causing autism. And the other one was the government's lead witness in the 2009 vaccine case, you know, vaccine court, 5,000 people. They look at five people. Hannah Poling was definitely given autism by the vaccines, and he said upwards of 50% of the children should not be getting vaccines because their constitutions just wouldn't tolerate it. They're being born with pesticides, with plasticizers, with all kind of contaminants. They're just not strong enough anymore. It's but the point of it is, the lead government witness, that Dr. Zimmerman, they changed his testimony. They paid off Hannah Poling's family, changed the testimony. He had to go to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Foundation to get his real testimony published. If
yes,
these
I
are
know.
The people who are protecting you, why would you ever take their advice to take an experimental vaccine that's not a vaccine? It's a medical device. It's to change your body. It's not even like thalidomide, make the flipper babies, or, you know, this is more I Am Legend. Your body's just going to attack itself. And they're going to say, oh, another wave of the flu. Come get more vaccines. It's not. It's all the people that took the flu in the first, took the shot in the first place, and their bodies are being attacked and destroyed. And sometimes the way it used to look was disease, that long list of diseases. Now it's going to look like people dropping dead, people having strokes, people getting cancers. You know, we just have to. We have to get back to our common sense. We're killing off all of our first responders, our teachers.
Well, there is absolutely no question that the entire vaccine industry is being handled very carelessly and recklessly. And again,
it goes
back to the fact that they're legally indemnified. You can't sue them for any harm or damages.
But it's intentional. This is where I'm trying to get, Mike. It's intentional. It's not an accident. They're not. It's not a, oh, no one could have known. How did I know? How have I been talking about it for 15 years? This paper that I just referenced is from 2001. These people are killing us. And we just sit here and take it. They've made one in every 50 of our children retarded. And they're all over me on the radio. You can't say the R word. Okay, so you can hit your kid in the head with a hammer, make him brain damage, but I can't say the R word. It's
Okay, calm down, Lauren. Calm down.
I know. I'm to the point. And then I have to put up with men calling up and whining. If I hear one more whiny white man, come on, guys. Let's get our testicular fortitude together. You know, put down your pop and your whatever it is that you're doing and get in your estrogen and get your sack back on and defend this country. I'm from four Indian tribes that don't exist anymore. Do you not understand once these people are all in here, you're not going to get them out? They're not going anywhere. They're just going to breed you out. That's how it works. Look what's happening in Israel right now. The Hasidic Jews, they're rounding them up because they won't take these poison vaccines. So here comes the Khazar Jews, moved in there, burned them out of their places. Finally, the few real Jews that were there 2,000 years in history there, and they're getting rounded up to camps because they won't let men inject them with poison. Anyway,
well,
I'll let you go because I know other people want to
talk. Not that it makes any difference, but it was a girl who injected me last Saturday.
I know, but it's not funny, though. I mean, think about it. If what I'm saying is true and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says it's true, one of the lead doctors from Gavi says it's true, I mean, Dr. Francis Boyle, the man who wrote the bioweapons treaty for this country, everybody who's in this field, we all understand what's happening. Oh, okay, wait, I've got one perfect thing and I'll shut up and get off. So you have a great show on this. It's Immunize Wisely. It's on Saturday at 8 o'clock with Ingrid Castle. In the second hour, they took a call from a guy named Jeff who used to call in a lot to Dr. Parker's show, and they did some breakthrough. I'm telling you, breakthrough research. I understood it all, but you will want to hear this. It's the second hour of Immunize Wisely and about 5 minutes in, and if the caller's name is Jeff, they keep him on for several segments. You will have an understanding. And the thing is, it's easy to fix. Detox, kill the pathogens, eat real food. You can fix this. We can stop this. So anyway, I appreciate your time. God bless you, honey.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch you over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Miles. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hey, Michael, when I listen to Lauren, I have to admit that it reminds me of what the Bible says in Paul's letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 11. And a woman must be quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness. But I do not allow a woman to teach. But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. So really, when she goes on talking to and teaching men, she's really ignoring the very Bible that she claims to uphold.
Well, you know, so she ignores kind of selective in how they read and interpret the Bible here, and I'm not going to hold it against her.
Well, another thing is, too, if she really wants to pursue Bible absolutism, we should remember the Bible advocates for slavery and that slavery is fine. Maybe we should testosterone up and reconsider that slavery thing. What do you think, Paul?
Well, the Bible says I would disagree with that because, after all, the Bible also teaches that the earth is flat and rests on four pillars, and we have all of these photos taken from outer space showing that the earth is, in fact, an oblate spheroid.
All right, now listen, my intent, I got distracted by her call, but it triggered me a little bit. And being a whiny white boy, I wanted to talk about my call I made last Monday on your show. You were absent that day. And
yes.
I was thrown off your show when I embarked on trying to have an intelligent discussion about the Tuskegee experiments back in the, stemming from 1932 to 1972.
Yes.
And I would like to, and I was bringing up the fact that, listen, the reason why they embarked on a syphilis study among rural black males is because syphilis was highly prevalent among those rural black males.
Yes.
Also, the Tuskegee Institute is a black university.
Yes.
Okay? And the other thing is, so they work with the Department of Health to do this natural history study of following syphilis from 1932. Now, remember, in 1932, there was no cure.
Yes.
And there was no cure. There were treatments, but no cures. There was no treatment, or a cure, I mean, for for syphilis up until 1947.
Yes.
When a Scotsman who lived in London named Dr. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. So that white man came to solve the syphilis problem among blacks. Now, listen, I got a study here in front of me. There's several tables, actually. And it discusses syphilis in the United States, primarily a Negro problem, in the Journal of American Medical Association, 1943. Okay, so these medical journals at the time knew about the high incidence of syphilis among Negroes. 40.6% of the black men in Florida had syphilis. Okay, 34.3% in Texas had syphilis. Meanwhile, among whites, 5.3%. Okay, so if you like I said, so that's why they embarked upon this. It was actually an act of kindness to try to study, you know, the biology and trace what happens and the effects of people's lives through syphilis.
Yeah, but at the point when they had a cure for syphilis, they should have just cured those gentlemen and let them go. But instead, they simply let the disease, you know, proceed until its inevitable and tragic ending. And that is the real scandal.
Exactly, and I agree with that. But I wasn't given a chance. I wasn't allowed to say that last week. And also I'd like to say, but these talk show hosts, I see this all the time. They conflate and they mix up also that it was performed, first of all, by the military. It wasn't performed by the military. It's performed by the Department of Public Health and the Tuskegee Institute. The military had nothing to do with that study. However, there was a Guatemala study that came later where they intentionally did infect people with syphilis and gonorrhea, but it wasn't in Tuskegee. That was a study down in Guatemala among foreigners. In the Tuskegee study, they never injected anybody with syphilis.
That's true.
They just tracked people with syphilis. Yes, they tracked people with syphilis, and they just wanted to monitor them. And then, like you said, and I agree with this, in 1947, when they came up with the cure, they should have totally cured it and ended the study. You're absolutely right. And one last thing I'd like to say, let us not forget, because of the white man's cure, because of the great Alexander Fleming, right? Again, a Scotsman, and Scotsmen have very high IQ.
Yes.
Because of that, I would argue they probably saved over 1 million black males in this country from syphilis. Because if you go by the statistics of 40.6% of the black men in Florida having syphilis back in those days, you have to figure a lot of penicillin was passed around and cured these men.
Yes.
All right? And that's what I'm just saying about this. The Tuskegee information is used as a battering ram by Alex Jones particularly to make it seem like there are sinister whites who intentionally injected blacks, and that's just not true. And I just want that out there for the public to be made aware of. And that's all I wanted to call about. Okay,
yeah. All right. All right, well, thank you for the call, Paul. We're going to let you go. Interesting story about Dr. Fleming and the discovery of penicillin, because his hobby was art, and he would make these little artworks in Petri dishes using different colored molds. And it was just while doing the artwork that he noticed that all of the molds that were around the penicillin samples were dying off, and that's what cued him in that there was something inside the penicillin mold that was acting as an antibiotic, and that was it. Serendipity. That was how penicillin was discovered. Okay, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, there we got it. I think everybody's pretty much covered, especially Lauren. Lauren, would you please call me? Go to Gassing America or GassingNativeAmerica.com and call me. I think we have a very common background. We both probably worked for the big mother of drugs. But anyway, the only thing I want to add is now that you have that trigger for the autoimmune reactions, you need to make sure you avoid the tissues that actually will initiate that trigger. In other words, if you want to avoid having your liver turned against itself, Don't bring liver from any other source at all. Don't bring lung tissue from any other source. Don't bring muscle tissue from any other source, because it'll go into your body and it will actually set off the activity of the, those autoimmune responses that you've just been prepped with. You know, he mentioned okay. arthritis, other things like that. That's a fact. So if you want to avoid...
I know Claire is suffering from arthritis in her left hand right now, which is a real problem for somebody who plays piano. And
I've had many pianists, many musicians come to me.
Okay.
Now, did you live in Santa Monica?
No, I live in Santa Claus, Indiana. And Tom, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't be.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today on this Monday, and we're talking with Tom in Utah. Tom, could you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Well, I'm just hoping, Lauren, will you please give me a call? I think we have a very common background, probably more than you know. Anyway, if you don't want arthritis, as I've advised other film people, musicians, including Gladys Knight, for example, Stay away from those things that will trigger your immune system to turn against your own body. You belong to the kingdom, and any time you bring anything of that kingdom into you, not only do you get the tissue that's like you, but you get the DNA along with it. That's a package you want to avoid.
Yeah, but you know, when you cook your food, the DNA is destroyed.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
All righty. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting some word from my control room here. And, yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. And let's get on to some more of the news here. We were talking about education with one of the callers there. And apparently over in Baltimore, over 1,000 of the Baltimore school officials are making over $100,000 per year. That's good money. I've never seen money like that myself. And this is despite the fact that the Baltimore schools have these incredibly low test scores. So, again, like meteorology, you know, you get your paycheck no matter how badly you mess up there. This really got a lot of headlines on a lot of the news media today. The Pope has now decreed that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions because God cannot bless sin. And this is coming from his Popeness himself. And, you know, I disagree with that, obviously. And so we'll see where that's going to go. Meanwhile, apparently the insurance industry wants to go a little more intrusive into your life. They want to use what are called embedded telematic surveillance sensors on your car to basically evaluate how well and safe you are driving in order to adjust your insurance rates accordingly. Now, a lot of insurance companies have got these little dongles that you will plug into the universal computer interface in newer cars, and it records how you're driving. You send it back in, and they'll say, you know, your rates are being lowered by so much per month, or, you know, holy cow, you know, you drive like a maniac, and this is your new insurance rate as well. So more and more intrusion. Meanwhile, Microsoft is starting to investigate potential ties between their partner security firm and the Exchange server attack code leak. And this has gone back to January. It was disclosed privately. But apparently the Chinese hacking group Hafnium is suspected of being behind this. But again, you know, you have to wonder how much of this is real and how much of this is the perpetual China bashing and Russia bashing that we get. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is really critical at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.